From the Old Testament today, we hear from the writings of the prophet Isaiah, these words from the 40th chapter. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received double from the Lord's hand, double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, every mountain and hill made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. And the New Testament reading comes from Paul's letter to the Romans from the 5th chapter. Therefore, since we have been made righteous through his faithfulness, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have access by faith into this grace in which we stand through him, and we boast in the hope of God's glory. But not only that, we even take pride in our problems because we know that trouble produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope. This hope doesn't put us to shame because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Fifteen-year-old Douglas had been feeling bad for several days. His mother took him to a hospital in St. Louis. And there, Douglas was diagnosed with leukemia. The doctors told him in frank terms about his disease. They said that the next 3 years he would have to undergo chemotherapy. They didn't sugarcoat the side effects. They told the teenager that he would go bald and that his body would most likely bloat. Upon learning all this, Douglas sank into a depression. His aunt called a floral shop to send Douglas an arrangement of flowers. And she told the clerk it was for her teenage nephew who had just been diagnosed with leukemia. Well, when the flowers arrived at the hospital, they were beautiful. Douglas read the card from his aunt without any emotion, no reaction. But then he noticed a second card. The second card said, Douglas, I took your order. I work at Forest Park Florist. I had leukemia when I was 7 years old. I'm 22 years old now. Good luck. My heart goes out to you. Sincerely, Laura Bradley. Reading that card, Douglas's face lit up. Oh, wow. You know, it's interesting. Douglas was in a top-ranked hospital with millions of dollars of the most sophisticated technological equipment. He was being treated by expert nurses and doctors with extensive medical training and years of experience. But a sales clerk in a flower shop touched him. By taking the time to care, And by being willing to go with what her heart told her to do, a sales clerk gave young Douglas hope to face his diagnosis. This Advent season, preparing our hearts for Christmas, invites us to reflect on the hope that we have that gets us through our days. We frequently hear about Christmas time being a time of renewed hope. Where does that hope come from? From a baby with his whole life in front of him. From a new mommy and daddy hoping that they'll figure out how to be good parents. In the birth of the Christ child in Bethlehem, God wasn't simply making a personal appearance. God's incarnation, God's choosing to take on flesh and blood in our midst, God's incarnation gave birth to new hope for the world. Jesus would grow to show us a manner of being, of engaging with others with respect and compassion, show us a manner of being that embodies qualities of God's eternal realm, God's kingdom. Because God entered our world in our master and teacher, Jesus, we hope to embody the way of Jesus in our thoughts, in our speech, in our actions, so that God's kingdom is realized and God's will is fulfilled on earth as it is in heaven. Hope is God's gift helping us through the ordinary and the extraordinary challenges of our lives. The extraordinary challenge of this global pandemic has presented us with a real-life laboratory for exploring the role of hope in our lives. You see, we hope for that time when our daily actions are not affected by concern for possibly making someone else sick or becoming sick ourselves. We've changed some of our habits, our schedules. For the moment, we've set aside some of our customs and traditions. We've had to let go of a few privileges we used to take for granted. We take steps. We follow precautions, all while living with hope for a future that is safer, freer, more joyful than what we might experience right now. We do not have a time certain in view for this, but nonetheless, we live with hope for that day. Earlier, we heard the Apostle Paul's encouragement from Romans chapter 5, encouragement to a people facing challenges of their own. He wrote that because we know Jesus the Son, we have peace with God, even though our lives are riddled with problems and hardships. Some of our challenges are rather trivial, but others are quite significant. Those troubles are not the end of the story, though. Paul asserted that our troubles produce endurance. Our endurance produces character. Our character produces hope. And that hope does not leave us empty. No. Paul says our hope enables us to see how we are surrounded, how we are filled, how we are saturated by the love of God. Hope is not a get out of jail free card, saving us from life's problems. Former Harvard Divinity School professor Peter Gomes has noted, hope does not deny the circumstances of the present, and hope doesn't help us get out of our difficulties. Hope doesn't help us get out, but it does get us through. Hope helps us get through. So, for instance, hope enables a 30-year-old mechanic to have the courage to walk into an AA meeting for the very first time. Hope gives a woman the strength to reassure her dementia-afflicted husband yet again that he is in his own home and that she is his wife. Hope enables a 7-year-old to accept his father's invitation to join him in the deep end of the pool for the first time, like all the big kids. Hope enables a cautious teenager to select a college that's farther from home than he had planned on. Hope leads a couple to commit the rest of their lives to each other as husband and wife. Hope is a friend courageously reaching out beyond the scars of hurt and anger to try to mend a broken relationship. Or, as theologian and author Jim Wallace has written, hope is believing in spite of the evidence and watching the evidence change. In the birth of Jesus, God's action to engage intimately with humankind gives us hope. Hope that is the expectation of a good future which rests on God's promise. My friends, let us receive and embrace and share God's gift of hope. Hope to help us through the ordinary and extraordinary challenges of life.